Do you remember your first senior goal?
First thing I did was I looked up to see the Jumbotron to watch the replay. And I just put my head down and I said, oh my God, I am not in the NHL anymore, because I honestly sat down and I just started laughing out loud. And the guy, Les Ray, beside me, he goes, what's so funny? I said, I just looked up for the replay.
Monday Nooners Senior Hockey Top 10 show this week. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Lots of senior hockey to jap about as we get into the show this week. Quickly going to introduce the guys here. It's going to be a great weekend of senior hockey around the province. Can't wait to talk about that and unveil this week's Top 10. Barney's back in the basement. How's it going?
It's good. Yeah, really light. We're going to get to that in a bit, but a light weekend when it came to senior last week, but a couple of surprises. We'll talk about that. So, yeah, looking forward to this one.
Belts, you've been following senior hockey closer this last week than you have probably since ever, even when you were playing. So, imagine you're fired up, ready for that top 10.
Yeah, I've been watching the Twitter unfold. Everyone seemed to agree 100% with our picks last week. So, it'll be very interesting to see how this week, like Barney said, light week this week. But I think we have a big shuffle next week.
Yeah, it was fun to watch the Twitter. It was probably the busiest our Twitter's been since like this time last year. Just lots of mentions and teams sending out updates and roster updates and schedule updates and all that. So keep that coming. Make sure you let us know on social media at Monday Nooner.
Before we get any further, why don't we give a plug to our title sponsor of everything that we do under the brand. It's Rosetown Mainline GM and Rosetown Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And Boz, some new stuff going on down there in Rosetown. They got senior hockey back. They're like all excited. The deals are flying out the door at the dealerships.
Remember when Black Friday used to be the one day event? It's now a month of deals. It went from like a day to a week. Now it's the whole month of November. So they've got that going on out there at the King of Trucks. Listen to this, guys. Black Friday all month long. Purchase a new vehicle and pick your Black Friday deal. So I'll read them off. You guys tell me what you would pick for the Black Friday deal when you get that new vehicle. Option one, a $500 gas card. Option two, free oil change for 2 years. Option three, $500 off extended warranty. Or option four, $500 in accessories or a winter tire credit.
Option two, I take option two. Option one wouldn't even get me back to Regina, the $500 in gas. So, yeah, I take option two.
The oil changes. You haven't had your oil change for about 2 years. So
every 5,000, but I buzz. Take good care of the old Chevy.
I would go, I'd probably go winter tire credit this year because winter tires are just going to be so hard to come by.
Yeah, no, that's what's going on down there. Of course, they still got the electric bike. They're going to be doing that giveaway at the GM store in December. And get this, they're fired up out there this weekend. The Eston Ramblers and the Rosetown Red Wings in the Sask Valley, they got a home and home, guys. So that's going to be fun. Best of luck to both of those teams. And I know the Mainline crew will be out cheering on their hometown team.
Hey, Boz, while we're on the heels of that and talking about Eston in there this weekend, how about Jared Jago and not just him and what he's doing, but all the businesses and even the Eston Ramblers now getting behind it with that, what is it, goals for?
Gaspers, yeah. Of course, people in that area will know the tragic story of the Gasper family that was in an unfortunate car accident, taking the whole family there a couple of years ago. So it's we mentioned it on the show yesterday, but got to give some love to old Jags for what he's doing with the goals for the Gaspers. Every goal that Jagow scores this year, Athletes Haven's going to donate $13 to the Gasper Family Foundation. Of course, that's his number. And then it's being matched by GMAX Ag Team out there and also by a couple other guys, Rosetown Accounting, Central Plains Co-op. So I think 13 bucks, you get like 10 businesses. All of a sudden, it's going to be like $100 a goal.
I think the dealerships jumped in. And then Jordy Johnson, they're doing it with him who plays it there as well. And then something I heard too, forgive me, I don't know, but I know Eston is this weekend helping out too. So yeah, just a great initiative. Yeah. Awesome to see it.
They're number 13, Andrew Domet, good player. They're going to do the same thing for his points, nice. I guess, this weekend. So hopefully he lights the net, fills the net this weekend.
Banner Barn. All right, so last week in the top 10, I'll start it off for General Well Servicing. Fine folks there. We're going to get to them in a bit. The honorable mentions were the Southey Marlins, didn't play. Wilkie Outlaws, didn't play. Keniston Blizzards, definitely Wagon. Played. And the Wadena Wagons, they played. So those were the honorable mentions. And then I think, Belts, you want to take us through the top 10?
Sure, sure, boys. We'll get into that right now. The EDAM Three Stars were number 10. Number 9 was the Meadow Lake Broncos. Number 8, the Cardiff Red Wagons. Number 7, the Kindersley Senior Clippers. Number 6, the Milestone Flyers. Number 5, the Bell Karras Bronx. Number 4, the Outlook Icehawks. Number 3, the Foam Lake Flyers, a.k.a. Boz's new senior man crush. Number 2, the Eston Ramblers. And number 1, the Drake Meat Sweats.
A lot of those teams didn't play, so kind of mentioned that off the top of the show. But going to be interesting, guys, to see the movement this week with some action we had there. And be interesting to see. One team in particular that you mentioned, Outlook, was number 4. Barry was all in.
Yeah.
On those guys.
Yes. So I will fall on the sword on this one, and I'm going to cash in my stock, whatever it's at. It's really low. You guys ever make like a bad purchase back in the day, or just bad, you know, bad purchases, like, you know, and then you bring it home and you regret it. Once I went and bought a leather jacket on a holiday and it had like fur around the collar and I thought it was deadly, and I brought it home and my wife was like, what the hell did you buy?
Hey, did you wear it at the poker table? Like puff up the collar when you're going all in with 40.
So the funny story is I bought it in Boston, like probably 15, 14 years ago. And my buddy didn't say anything. He's like, oh yeah, whatever. Nice jacket. Brought it home. Wife laughed at me. Never wore it ever. Went back to Boston about 11 years later and gave it to a homeless guy. I packed it and gave it.
Philanthropy.
Philanthropy at its best. Yeah. Giving back. Giving back.
So I really screwed up. You know, and you know what? We've all done it, whether it's a purchase or a bad haircut or a bad date, whatever. I'm cashing
Mine's
in my
a gamble. Mine's a bet.
Outlook stuff is gone.
Yeah.
So I'm out on them. And so what else? Like, because the Super League, as we're going to call it, the Qu'Appelle Valley Highway League, it's now known as the Super League, they didn't play. The Long Lake didn't play. Sask West didn't play. Like, there was the Big Six didn't play.
Pretty silent.
Sask Alta didn't play. So, yeah, I don't know what we're going to do for movement, but all I know is Outlook is out of the top 10. Boz, what are you thinking? What from games that happened and for movement?
I don't think they're going to make our list. Don't want to give too much away, but want to give some love to the Central Butte Flyers. We kind of had them peg, or I guess probably still do have them peg, like middle of the pack in the Sask Valley. They had a really good weekend. They went 2-0. They didn't maybe play the top teams in the league, but 4 points. Great way to start the year. For our buddies out in Central Butte. I think they took down the Delisle Bruins 2-1, and then Lorburn, who's a decent team, beat them 5-3. So nice start for the Flyers.
And then didn't Lorburn the next night beat my Outlook Ice Weapons?
I actually got some messages, boys, from we're going to call it Div 3, or the Central Hockey League down in the Nauticu. Hodgeville asked for a little bit of love, so I kind of told them they need to win their first 6 in a row to maybe get like a 5th place honorable mention coming out of Div 3. So I just wanted to pass that along.
All right. And if people tuned in to our show last night, the regular Monday Nooner, you might have heard we gave out Player of the Week. And we got to talk about these tarps from Last Mountain Distillery. If you haven't seen them, go to our Twitter or our Instagram and the Monday Nooner, and you'll see them there. They're a nice senior hockey commemorative t-shirt for all you senior guys out there. And you know what? Guys that don't play anymore, There is going to be a chance to win because we do get some, like, there were some extra larges, wasn't there, Belts?
Some big rigs, yeah. Some big rigs in there.
3Xers.
And they fit tight in the arms, boys. I had to chuck. They fit tight in the arms. So just it'll puff out those guns for the ladies down at the dance after the game.
Did doing push-ups in the bathroom the old days.
Yeah, arm curls.
It'll get your swole on. The one play we had it, you know what? We came out of the gate with two players of the week. We thought, why wouldn't we? So if anybody knows this guy, send us a DM because we got to get him his tarp in a loss. So, you know, it's one of those things where they lost, but this guy stopped. What was it, Boz? Like 68 shots?
Something like that, yeah.
68 out of the gate, first senior game of the year, 68 pieces of rubber coming at you. Jory Litt Jukes. It's a solid handle.
What a name.
It's Jory a goalie Litt name Jukes. For sure.
Jory Litt Jukes. Jory Litt Jukes. Jory.
Shots were 68 to 14 in that game. I had a guy
who was tight.
I had a guy who was there. He said if he didn't stand on his head, it should have been honestly about 12 to 3 or 15 to 3, and it was 4 to 3 final. So, and Wadena scored with 12 seconds left, the game winner. So,
wow. So, number 29 for your Nakum Vikings, Jory Litt Jukes. We need to know kind of what size of tarp you are. Send us a DM. So the first player of the week for the year in a loss from your Nakum Vikings for Richie Brothers Auctioneers. They're sponsoring the player of the week. If you heard it yesterday on the Monday Nooner, and then he gets the awesome senior hockey legend t-shirt, Jory Litt Jukes from Nakum. So somebody send us a DM there. We got to get Jory his t-shirt. No idea what size he is. If he's a big dude, small dude.
Well, did you see the hashtag? Juke, hashtag Jukes is lit. Jory Litt Jukes.
Yep, did see that, yes.
Twitter. But I was going to say, maybe he's a triple Xer. Maybe just covers the whole net. Maybe we'll get rid of one of those triple X tarps.
Big, dirty trip, yeah.
Stacks the pads. Tarped
up. He's just, yeah, just a flopper.
Hey, let's give another, let's mention our other player of the week. First week, thought we'd come up with a couple of solid performances and a bit of a weapon there in the Sask Valley. Had a good weekend. He had a wagon of a weekend for the Keniston Blizzards. Mike Perpich. Hopefully, yeah. I got the pronunciation right. What a game he had there. What a weekend.
Yeah, it comes out of the gate Friday, 8 o'clock start in at home, or no, in Rosetown, in Banner Barn. They win 11-4, and young Michael a goal and three helpers. They kind of scattered it around the spreadsheet that day. Then the next night, they were home to the Delisle Bruins. They put up 11-4 win. And then number 19, Mike, is it Perpich or Perpich? Perpich? What are we going with? Perpich?
Perpich, sure.
Perpich. 4 goals, 1 assist. So, ooh. Dude has to have a tarp, and he's got to wear it. So, yeah, Mike, somebody out in Keniston. They're actually been really active on Twitter, too.
And he sounds like a lean forward, right? Like a large.
Strict
got
diet.
Lots of larges. He's a barrier. So he's a little large. He's a perfect large, I think.
Diet guy. Like eats 4 hours before the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oatmeal in the morning. Yeah. Large for sure. Boz, go ahead.
A couple of honorable mentions there. We could go down this rabbit hole forever, but that Cam Oliphant and Eston had a really big weekend for the Ramblers. They'll be wondering why he didn't get a tarp. He'll have to redo it this weekend. And old Mike Reach is leading the Wheatland Hockey League in points at a 6-point weekend.
Have you seen his hair? It's like almost mid back. No wonder he's scoring. He's got like the flow going. He looks like that kicker from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Let's get into the top 10 here. Should we?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
This is the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10.
Boys, and always the top 10 brought to you by General Well Servicing, the boys down in Cardiff, and girls. Hook, you need a job? Go down there. The boys will hook you up. And anything you want to do oil field wise, they do it. Great company. They support lots of local endeavors down there. And if you can play hockey, maybe they'll put you in their Linesing or something like that. They kind of got a weapon of a team this year. Maybe you could do some coaching. Who knows what your skill set is, but General Well Servicing, give them a call. They'll hook you up with a job. I know they're looking for everything oil field instruction and well servicing.
It doesn't get any better than Saturday night, and I know there's already excuses on both sides coming out, but Wadena plays Crake finally in the in the Pillar Dome in Crake. So it's going to be really interesting what's going on there. Honorable mentions, let's start with them and both of those teams. Honorable mentions. Crake's moving into the honorable mentions this week. So Wadena, Crake, Wilkie hasn't played, and Southie. Those are the honorable mentions going into this weekend.
Number 10.
All right, boys. And number 10, not any movement. Like we said, a lot of games, no movement here either. The Edam Three Stars.
Number 9.
Hey, coming in at number 9, going to be watching this one closely this weekend. Going to stick with the Meadow Lake Broncos. They've got a home-and-home, head-to-head with the Las Vegas Flyers this weekend to kick off the Sask Alta season. I'm just throwing this out there. I think if Meadow doesn't sweep that series, their spot in the top 10 could be in jeopardy, and maybe Lashburn makes a statement this weekend. Going to be fun to see.
Ooh, that's a claim right there.
Number 8.
From the Big Six Hockey League, the league doesn't start until the 19th. These guys don't start until the 20th of November. I don't know, maybe they got a good deal on a flight out of Minot on Allegiant down to Vegas and they're not back. But they start on the 20th. We're going to keep them in number 8, the Cardiff Red Devils.
Number 7.
Boys, coming in at number 7. We know these guys are going to be a weapon this year with our friend Big Mac on the team. The Kindersley Senior Clippers. Well, allegedly. But we'll leave the Clippers in at number 7. They got to lose that spot.
I don't think they play this weekend either. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure they don't play this weekend, even though the league does open up. So be interested to see.
Some guys are like in their top 10 seeding and they don't have to play, right? They just kind of sit there until they do play, and then things are going to hit the fan.
Number 6.
The Milestone Flyers. Haven't seen them for 2 years. So be interesting to see what happens when they open up.
Number 5.
Also from the Super League in number 5. A lot of pressure. We've talked about it on their manager to get it done this year. The Balcarres Bronx. Spencer Trapp going over to England. So he's not playing, but I heard he hasn't even left the country yet. He's still waiting for his visa. So maybe he will be coming back. They've added a few more guys. So Balcarres in number 5. And I don't know if I don't think they open up this week in the Super League.
They added a couple defensemen. Sounds like they lost Spencer, but they made a couple big moves. So Gubba's team, see if he can finally string some wins together.
Number 4.
All right, boys, we're going to a little bit of a change here at number 4. Outlook's out. We took them out of the dance. They, way gone. They, they showed up, bad makeup on and stuff, and we got rid of them, but we replaced them at number 4 with the Keniston Blizzards coming in at number 4.
What a statement. What a statement. Couple huge wins. They put up 22 goals last weekend. Wow. Have a weekend.
And they're really active on Twitter. I like it. They're updating things. Good job. Everything going on there in Keniston.
Is that where that Dean Bob guy is from that just tears into us? Like we're just the biggest idiots ever on Twitter?
Who?
The grain hauler guy?
I don't know.
Just doesn't like our top 10 at all.
Number 3.
I'm going to go with number 3 here because it's kind of, you never want to talk about your fling. So I'll say it here. Boz's new thing on the side, the Foam Lake Flyers. Do they play this weekend? No, they don't. Long Lake. When does a Long Lake fire up here? Let's take a quick peek for everyone. It's Lanigan Watchers this weekend, and then they don't play until the 19th, Wynyard and Foam Lake. Out of the gate, good test.
Number 2.
They put up a strong performance this past weekend. Going to stay true at number 2, the Eston Ramblers from the Sask Valley, home and home with Rosetown this weekend. Shouldn't provide too much of a test. Sorry, Rosetown, but expecting 2 wins from Eston, and going to stay in that top part of the top 10, I think, after this week. That's my prediction.
Number 1.
Staying in their spot, they got to lose it. The Drake Meat Sweats. I don't know if anybody's going to beat them this year. Think they'll go undefeated for the year, or what are you guys' predictions?
That's bold. I know last year our number one teams couldn't string together wins, let alone go undefeated for the season. So
right, throwing it out there.
I'd put a pack of jerky in a box in the fact that they don't go undefeated.
Eston had some reservations about our number two spot. They voiced the pressure on Twitter, but they came through last weekend. They dialed it in.
So there is the weekly top 10 for General Well Servicing, and everybody out there, thank you very much. Hey, and good job on the teams. I think there was Oxbow and Rostern, teams like that that message us this week that are getting in on the Great Western beer deal. Because I think the one team was all excited that they're drinking for free, and I'm like, well, just get in with the Monday Nooner GW beer deal, and more of you are going to drink for free throughout the deal or throughout the year. So if you're looking for that for your team or your bar, team's bar, whatever, the community, even some of them this year got hooked up in the old street dance. They did it. So there you go. DM us. We'll get you hooked up.
And got to give a shout out to the Las Vegas Flyers, first senior hockey team that requested the beer deal be kegs.
I was going to say.
Yeah, they got a kegerator or whatever in their room. So I talked to Hubs. I said, I don't know who your rep is up in that northwest part of the province, but we're looking for some kegs. And he said, yeah, we can definitely accommodate the keg deal. So
there you go. If you guys want to do keg stands after a couple senior games, we can make it happen. Roll one down Main Street. Get up on that bitch and give her.
Lash will be doing it if they beat Meadow this weekend. I know that.
Might as well hook up Last Mountain then too. Get get some taps or get some pouring of the whiskey and the vodka goes. Last Mountain, I'm sure it'd hook you up a deal. So there it is. The weekly top 10 show for Mainline Motors, Mainline GM in Rosetown, Mainline Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Rosetown, and also the top 10 itself brought to you by General Well Servicing.